Hi there, I'm Sigurd, a podcast host for Knowledge Science Pulse, and I'm here with my co-host Carson to discuss two fascinating academic papers on recent advancements in large language model. It's an exciting time for AI research, and we're thrilled to dive into these cutting-edge topics with you all today. Carson, let's start with the first paper, The Instruction Hierarchy, Training LLMs to Prioritize Privileged Instructions. Can you give us an overview of the key ideas presented in this work?
Absolutely, Sigurd. This paper tackles a crucial issue with today's large language models, LLMs, their susceptibility to prompt injections, jailbreaks, and other attacks that can override the model's original instructions with malicious prompts. The authors argue that a primary vulnerability here is that LLMs often treat system prompts from application developers and text from untrusted users or third parties as having equal priority. To address this, they propose an instruction hierarchy that explicitly defines how models should behave when instructions of different priorities conflict. The core idea is to teach LLMs to selectively ignore lower privileged instructions that contradict higher level trusted prompts from the system.
That's a fascinating concept, Carsten. Can you elaborate on how they went about training LLMs to follow this instruction hierarchy?
Certainly. The authors employed two key principles, synthetic data generation and context distillation. For aligned instructions where lower level prompts align with higher level ones, they used a technique called context synthesis, decomposing compositional requests into smaller pieces and placing those at different levels of the hierarchy during training. On the other hand, for misaligned instructions, they adopted a context ignorance approach, where the model is trained to predict the same output as if it had never seen the lower level, conflicting instructions.
Fascinating. And what were the results of their evaluation? Did the instruction hierarchy prove effective in enhancing the robustness of LLMs against these attacks?
The results were quite impressive, Sigurd. Their evaluation across various benchmarks showed dramatic improvements in robustness against prompt injections, jailbreaks, and system prompt extraction attacks. In some cases, the defense against system prompt extraction increased by a staggering 63%. Moreover, their approach demonstrated generalization to attack types not directly modeled during training, like jailbreaks for triggering unsafe outputs, suggesting that the LLM had internalized the instruction hierarchy principle.
Those are remarkable findings, Carsten. It's clear that this work represents a significant step forward in enhancing the safety and controllability of LLMs, critical for their deployment in high-stakes applications. Now let's move on to the second paper, How Good Are Low-Bit Quantized Llama 3 Models? An empirical study. Carsten, can you give us an overview of this research?
Absolutely, Sigurd. This paper explores the capabilities of Meta's cutting-edge Llama 3 language models when quantized to low bit widths, a technique that can significantly reduce the memory and computational requirements of LLMs for deployment on resource-limited devices. The authors conducted a comprehensive evaluation of Llama 3's performance under various post-training quantization and LoRa finituning quantization methods, spanning a wide range of bit widths from 1 to 8 bits. They assessed the quantized models across diverse datasets, including language modeling tasks, common sense reasoning benchmarks, and the Memlu benchmark for language understanding.
That's an impressive scope of evaluation, Carsten. What were the key findings from this empirical study?
Well, Sigurd, the results indicated that while Llama 3 still demonstrated superior performance compared to its predecessors, even after quantization, the performance degradation associated with low-bit quantization was significant, especially in ultra-low bit width. For instance, in post-training quantization, methods like GPTQ, OKQ and QIP struggled to maintain Llama 3's accuracy below 3 bits, while specialized techniques like PBLM, DBLM, DINLM, and BILM fared better at 2 bits and below, but still suffered non-negligible degradation. In the LoRa fine-tuning track, the authors found that low-rank fine-tuning on the Alpaca dataset couldn't compensate for the errors introduced by quantization, in contrast to observations with earlier LLMs like Llama 1 and Llama 2.
Those are fascinating insights, Carsten. It seems that while Llama 3 represents a significant leap in LLM capabilities, its quantization to ultra-low bit widths remains a challenge, highlighting the need for further advancements in LLM compression techniques.
Thank you both for this engaging discussion. We've covered some groundbreaking research that not only enhances the safety and controllability of LLMs, but also pushes the boundaries of their efficient deployment on resource-constrained devices. It's an exciting time for AI, and we can't wait to see what the future holds.